on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Lawhorn Plumbing, Verde Valley Alarm Services, Prescott Home Safety, Greenlee Designer Surfaces, Get Right Mitigation, Franklin Plumbing, The Blind Brothers, Made to Order, Vicente Landscaping, Barrett Propane, and Badger Roofing. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning, good weekend, good Saturday, unless you're listening tomorrow, and then it's good Sunday morning. And guess what, Mike?
What's that?
We're in August.
No deja vu this weekend.
No, but next weekend it'll be deja vu all over again.
It will be.
So we're in August. Can you believe it?
And I was just, it's funny because I was listening to somebody on the radio talking about Bill O'Reilly. He said, you know, where has the summer gone? He said, we were just getting into Memorial Day or just getting after Memorial Day, and here it is going into August.
I can't believe it. Christmas is going to be here.
Scary.
I know. And then Halloween for the little candy corns, and then Thanksgiving for the turkeys.
I better start buffing up because pretty quick you're going to ask me how many days to Christmas.
I am. So you bet. I'm not going to do it today. So just be ready because you don't know when that question is going to be asked.
10-4.
Of my wingman, Mr. Mike Ender's Bentree Custom Homes. Our show last weekend with R.E. and Sons. It was with Tony. It was amazing. Great show. Good information. Humor. I just love humor the best.
Yep.
I mean,
there was plenty of it.
There was plenty of it. You were very funny, and then you got me laughing. Just a great show. I love our listeners.
As do I.
Perfect. So we have a super show this morning. We have an electrician with us, and we're going to talk plumbing. What? Oh, did I say that wrong?
I thought you were going to say we have an electrifying show this morning.
We do.
We'll be talking about plumbing.
Yes, we have an electrifying show with an electrician, and we're going to talk plumbing.
But it's only one question. Do you have a water heater? Okay, fine. Now let's move to
it. Is it electric? We should ask him how many electric water heaters he installs.
You certainly can do
that. Yes, perfect. So we've got Jeff Branlin with us with Assurance Electrical Services, AES.
Correct.
We're going to talk plumbing. Okay, take us to break, and when we come back, we will introduce the universe to Mr. Jeff of AES.
That sounds like a plan. Jeff, I don't know about you, but I'm really confused now, so we'll find out more when we come back.
You guys, just cool. It's going to be okay.
Okay, you're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association, and we're airing on Talk of the Quad Cities. That's KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, 95.5 FM. So get up, stretch your legs, grab that second cup of coffee or the OJ.
And?
Sit back and listen to some great.
And what else are they going to drink?
Chocolate milk.
Yes. Sheesh.
How quickly we forget.
Yes. Thank goodness you have me.
And please stay tuned for some great messages from our ever so valuable sponsors. Relax, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Happy August the 2nd. Is that what day this is?
Yep, unless you're listening tomorrow.
And then it's August 3rd, Sunday. So welcome to Hammer Time, favorite listeners, lovely community. We love bringing you Hammer Time. So our guest with us this morning is Mr. Jeff Branlin. He's the owner of Assurance Electrical Services, AES. And we're going to talk. What do you want to talk about, Jeff? Plumbing?
We're talking about plumbing.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about plumbing. Perfect.
I don't have a whole lot of plumbing knowledge, but I'll give it my best.
Okay.
You got one question and one question only on plumbing. Go ahead. Let her rip.
Electric water heaters.
Yes, we do run power to them.
You passed.
So do electric water heaters have a certain type of power?
A pretty substantial amount of power.
Yeah. Oh, like what does substantial mean?
Well, it depends if it's tanked or tankless, but anywhere from a 240 volt 30 amp
to
multiple circuits at 40 or 50 amps apiece.
Is it on its own little separate circuit in the little panel box?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. Yeah. I have a gas water heater, so. Yeah. Do you see a lot of electric water heaters taking place?
We do. So there's a lot of jurisdictions around here, so like especially Dewey, that is out of gas, and they can't provide new gas feeds to homes. So if you don't have gas as it is, you're going to be running electric water.
Oh.
The on-demand really has some unique requirements, doesn't it?
It does. It's substantial.
Yep.
For electric.
Yes.
Because if you're doing an on-demand gas, I mean, it literally just comes on and fries the water. With electric, obviously, it doesn't normally heat up that quick, so you have to have a lot more
juice coiling,
so to speak.
Yes, absolutely.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, Mike, what type of water heater do you have?
I have a gas water heater.
Okay, Jeff?
I have a gas water heater as well.
I have a gas water heater. Engineer, what kind of water heater?
Nuclear.
So he's got to be a different one.
I'm ready for the great atomic power.
He always has to be. So different. But that's why we love Gregory. Okay. So, I don't think I want an electric water heater. I
think economically, gas is certainly going to be much more cost efficient.
I agree with you.
Cost effective, I should say.
I agree. Okay. So, what's new in the electric field, Jeff?
Well, we discussed earlier the fact that January 1st, we're going to be starting to have whole home surge protectors on all new construction projects, which is great.
That's the new code, 2024. So listeners, you know, it will save you some money. Mm-hmm. It's done right there. Folks don't have to come back. And I think it's a great thing. I'm happy that you are supportive of that, Jeff.
I absolutely am. I have them on my property. I believe in the products.
Do you have a whole house surge?
I knew that was coming. We've been there before. No, I didn't. But yes, I will.
Good.
Okay. When?
When I get
we'll
to
We'll talk
it.
After the show.
Okay. You really should have one.
I know. When did you get yours put in?
About a year ago.
Uh-huh. And before that, you didn't have one, did you?
No. But you suddenly think, this is probably an investment I should make.
It is an investment I should
make. Yes, okay. We're going to be checking with you.
Okay.
Jeff, I will give you his email, and you're welcome to email him weekly.
I'll hold him accountable.
Perfect. Good for you. Okay. So let's talk about smoke alarms. That's a big deal. I see a lot of wrong type of smoke alarms installed, and there's two types.
That's correct. We've got a photoelectric and an ionization style smoke alarm. Very different purposes. Some are good at detecting smoke, while others are good at detecting flaming fires. I think it's pretty important to have a dual sensing smoke detector.
Oh, so they have dual sensing.
Correct, because there's times where smoke detectors won't detect the issue for minutes to up to hours on certain tests if they're not the proper style smoke detector for detecting that type of event.
Okay, Mike?
Yes?
Do you have smoke detectors?
I do, but I do not have the duals.
Okay.
And I have a CO2 detector also.
Yes, perfect. Cool. So do you install those, Jeff?
We do. So we actually offer a free inspection. So if you have any questions on what type of detector, what the expiration dates, as we all know, smoke detectors only last 10 years.
Yep.
We'll come in free of charge. We'll take a look at what type of detector you have and let you know the expiration date and make recommendations from there.
And there's different types of pairing those smoke detectors.
Correct.
Once you get into that just a little bit, because some people are afraid that, gosh, if I don't have smoke detectors and I put them in my new home that I'm building, for example, I'm always going to have to put up with that chirping. Well, number one, you have to put them in, but there is another way that you can avoid having that chirping.
Correct. Yeah. So having like detectors, so having the same brand throughout your entire home as opposed to mixing and matching detectors
Will
usually eliminate that nuisance tripping. Also, hardwiring and interconnecting your detectors is required by code.
So if they were hardwired, would they still chirp?
They do. So
because the battery is bad?
Not necessarily just because of the battery. So after about 10 years, the manufacturers have designed them to chirp to let you know that it's time to service or replace.
And with the batteries, the problem with that is that being wired together, you can have a battery expire on a unit on one end of the house, and it'll chirp all over. So you really, as the old adage goes, in the smoke detector batteries, in either, well, you should have an annual trigger date, whether that's tied to a birthday, tied to a holiday, but to change your batteries just to make sure that they're current.
I agree. When it comes time to replace them, they've got a sealed 10-year battery. That's a set it and forget it, and I recommend that option to all of our customers.
So remember several months back, mine started to chirp early in the morning, because that's when they start chirping, is like 2 o'clock in the morning.
And what did you do?
I went into the garage and brought in the big ladder and got my pair of pliers, and I snipped their little wires to stop the chirping.
Scaled the ladder in the middle of the night.
I did, and just snipped their little wires.
Typically, it's the broomstick and start smacking at it.
I didn't do that. I just snipped them. And then I threw them in the trash because they weren't any good after I'd snipped them. What else am I going to do? You guys, they were still chirping in the trash can.
Oh, yeah. They've got capacitors in them. They like to keep you up all night.
Yes. So then I had to move the trash can up to the garage. Put the ladder back. And then you can't sleep because you have no safety mechanisms.
And then you get chastised by your wingman about getting them repaired.
I did. And so I got all new ones. But it was kind of monumental. It felt good to snip their little wires.
Until it started beeping again.
Yes. It's like, yes, I snipped it. Got you. So listeners, please don't snip the wires. Call Jeff. He'll help you. So what else is new in electrical work? What are you seeing going on out there?
I'm seeing with the new code adoptions, we're starting to install more arc fault breakers, which is a good thing.
Okay, good.
We're starting to catch up with the national code, and I'm happy to see that. They're designed to keep safety in mind with arcing, and I think they should be installed on every 120-volt circuit.
And you're also seeing, just like when they came out with the GFIs, the state of the art, so to speak, is improving. Because when they first came out with the arc fault, it seemed like they were always tripping. And so they've, manufacturing-wise, they've seemed to have overcome that now.
Yeah, they've come quite a long ways, much more dependable and reliable, and the lifespan of them is substantially longer.
Yep.
So I think it's interesting that a lot of homeowners don't know where their arc faults are, you know, bathroom, kitchen. Normally there's always one in the garage, but they're hidden behind the freezer and storage boxes.
Correct. Yeah. So a GFCI will typically be in those locations. You're required to have them outdoors, in the garage, in the kitchen, on countertops.
Outdoors?
Bathrooms. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where outside?
So anything that's exposed to the elements on the exterior. So a lot of homes will typically have a GFCI outlet that's in the garage, which will control outlets on the exterior.
Okay. So I just have three: bathroom, kitchen, and garage.
Technically, that would take care of it.
Okay.
Yep.
How many do you have?
I never stop to think about it. I'll have to count
them. Do you
them
know
off.
Where they are?
I do. Okay. I know. I know. I've got one in the garage behind the refrigerator.
See?
Tucked away.
Listeners, we have to take a break. When we return, we will continue our electrifying conversation with Mr. Jeff Branlin, owner of Assurance Electrical Services. So Mike, Jeff, me, and the nuclear engineer will be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
We're back on air. It's the weekend. Hallelujah. Monsoons go through September.
For real?
I think so.
Well, when are they going to start?
I know. Kind of tough. Let's talk about Jeff, owner of Assurance Electrical Services. I'm hearing a lot that panels should have all the breakers and everything replaced, 10 to 15 years?
Yeah.
What is your thought?
I'd say typically up to about 20 years is when you should start looking at replacing a panel and or its breakers. A lot of the time, replacing the panel itself is probably the better option because you still have dated bus bars, et cetera, that are in your existing panel. So you still have components that are aged compared to just changing the entire panel out.
So when you change out the entire panel, you put in all new circuit breakers?
Oh, yes.
And is that it?
So the entire can of the panel gets removed. Typically, there's a new riser, new conductors up to the APS junction point, and then new breakers as well, yes.
So, Mike, with our code changes, remember we had the conversation with the back of a panel with the hole and how many cables they can bring in? So they've made that hole larger.
Yes.
To bring in more cables.
Circuits, yep.
Circuits.
Yep.
So you're okay with that one?
Yeah. So there's code on conduit fill, but this is just a bushing for pass-through. So a lot of times it'll be up to a 3-inch bushing in the back of your panel for new construction projects to bring in all those circuits. And sometimes it'll be multiple bushings depending how many circuits are within the home.
I mean, keeping in mind back in the pre-2000, you might have a 200-amp panel or 125-amp panel, and today you have a lot. You see a lot of 400-amp panels with sub-panels, so there's a lot more wiring in today's building than there was back then. So it's a whole different ballgame.
So when you change out a panel, do you have to dig and find the conduit and where the APS box is, or you just put all new stuff in?
So typically, if it stays in the same location,
right,
and you need approval from APS before
doing
any of this.
Okay.
Oh, yes. You need a permit, and APS, you need their permission every time you go through the process. But it'll typically remain in the same location unless it travels over a roof line on an overhead service.
Right.
So it would be just coordinating a disconnect with APS after you have a permit in hand and removing and then replacing the panel. Same day, APS will come reconnect their wiring.
So you have to disconnect regardless if you have overhead power or
Correct.
It's on the side of the house.
Correct.
But it's a coordination issue, too, because you also have to get city involved.
Yes.
In municipality, county, city, wherever. So it's a coordinated event is the best
it
way
is.
To describe
Whoa,
it.
Whoa,
it
I had
need
no
to have
idea.
Your inspections lined up as well as the APS disconnect and reconnect all for the same day and everything needs to work out flawlessly.
Does it work out pretty much flawlessly when you do that?
It does.
Okay,
yeah.
Because they understand how important it is.
Everyone's on the same mindset. Power needs to get back on for the customer.
I was just going to say APS and the municipalities, are, in my experience, are very good about that.
Yep.
So is it an all-day affair to switch out a panel?
It can be. Sometimes, some are smoother than others. But
okay.
Again, it's waiting for each jurisdiction
okay.
to get there and pass with a green sticker and then APS to dispatch their technician back to reconnect.
So is your guy on site for that particular panel switch out until all the inspect?
Yep.
He just sits there and listens to music and waits for the inspector and
No, they organize their vehicle and make sure that they've checked their inventory
okay.
and they have their
okay,
material
cool.
list up to date.
So they're working.
They need, yeah, they're productive.
Their vehicle without the music box.
That's
yes.
right.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So how many employees do you have?
I have 4 technicians.
Oh, gosh. That's quite a few.
It is, yeah. We're in a sweet spot. It's not overwhelming running the company, and we're able to meet the needs of the community.
Do you have a vision to grow, or are you okay right where you are in your sweet spot?
I'm pretty happy right now.
Okay, perfect.
I like a good work-life balance, and I think I'm in a sweet spot.
And you cover both new construction as well as remodeling.
Yep. And some commercial calls as well, yes.
Okay. Cool. So do you have office help, or are you...
You're looking at them.
I'm looking at them. Okay. You are the phone answerer, the biller, the invoicer, the jack of all trades.
Yep. Yep. It keeps me busy while the techs are out working, and better finger on the pulse.
Okay. Do you ever go to a job site? Do they call you and say, Jeff, I need you to come and look at this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Fortunately, it's not too often where I need to. I do like to keep tabs and just show support going out to the job sites. You know, quality control, making sure that we're living up to our reputation and everything's done right.
Well, and not that his time isn't valuable, but it is. But it's also good to keep your people on the job site. So I'm sure he gets a call that, gee, I need another three rough-in boxes because they added some additional outlets. So
yeah.
Jeff will go out and get those so his guys
can keep tricking. Okay. So you're a Sherpa.
Yeah, at times.
I've never heard it put that way. I like that. That's a lot better than gopher.
Yes. The Sherpa.
That's the term I'm more familiar with. Yeah.
Well, you need to start using Sherpa. That's funny. How long have you been in business?
I've been in business in the Quad City area since 2018.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
And it's going well. No dreams or visions to go someplace else. You're here.
I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
Perfect.
I'm established and I'm happy.
Okay. You know what? That's kind of cool, isn't it, Mike? We don't hear a lot. I'm in my sweet spot. I'm happy. I'm established.
Well, and the other thing is, I'm happy here. I have no desire to go anywhere else.
Right.
You see a lot of people coming in, but very rarely do you see people leaving.
I know.
Yep.
So says a lot about our community.
Do you have an office?
I do. So I'm based out of my home.
Oh, okay.
So I don't
right.
have a brick and mortar.
Okay. But your people call, i.e. through your home, and then you answer and take care of them.
Correct.
That way.
Yep. Yep. And our technicians all have their vehicles, and they take them home, so they're dispatched to jobs.
Oh, perfect. Yep. Okay. So, fuel charge, how far do you go? Where's your parameters for
we'll
work?
We'll typically go as far north as Paulden, as far south as Portage Lakes.
Okay.
The whole Quad City area. Rare occasion, we'll go to Cottonwood or Sedona, potentially so Flagstaff.
I want to have him make me feel better. How many bays in your garage are taken up by work stuff?
Ooh. Well, I've got a detached garage, and the entire garage is...
That makes me feel so good.
You are just unbelievable because Mike cannot get his vehicles in his garage, it's attached to the house.
Yeah.
It's so full of work stuff.
Yep. We've got our two-car garage where Wifey has a spot. That's very important.
Absolutely.
My truck stays outside, and we've got the other garage full of Assurance Electrical.
There you go.
Wires, nut bolts, everything.
Everything. Plans, monitors, to go over we do a weekly meeting twice a week.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Safety, go over wins and losses, the upcoming schedule.
So do you do that at your site or do you do it on a off-site?
Both. So I actually like meeting off-site as well. So we can do, we'll call it a learning experience. So at new construction job, we can go through and do best practices, et cetera.
Cool. You are the A+. You are what we want every contractor to be,
absolutely,
Jeff.
Absolutely.
I mean, serious. Good for you.
Well, thank you.
You are in your sweet spot. So, listeners, we have to take a break. Mr. Enders, my wingman, take us off, buddy.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. We're having a great conversation with Jeff, learning everything you need to know about plumbing with respect to water heaters. And other than that, lots of information on electrical. So stay tuned. Don't change that dial because we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome to Hammer Time. Thanks for tuning in. So before we get back with Jeff and talking about electrical, listeners, you know about the hailstorm that happened. Please call me if you need a roofer. You know, there are some door knockers out there where they have 12 and 13 complaints on their license. You don't know that unless you check them out. And that's not a roofer you want to use.
Correct. And a lot of people don't know how to go onto the website.
So just call me.
Just call Sandy.
778-0040. You know, we've got three great roofers that participated in the flyer: Badger Roofing, Central Basin Roofing, and Bradshaw Mountain Roofing. So they're reliable, they're great, they're awesome, and it's insurance, so just get it done.
And the flyer you're referring to is?
Our mailer.
Right.
That we mailed out. Beware and be aware on what to look for when hiring a roofer.
So when that comes to your mailbox, hold on to it in case you have any further needs.
And don't be some of those people that say, Sandy, I got your postcard, I read your article in the paper, and I just did everything you told me not to do.
Oh, Jeff. It's like, okay, we've got to fix this. What do we do?
I had three of those. Sandy, I did everything you told me not to do. It's okay, we'll get through it. So, you know, a roof investment, they need to pull permits. So, listeners, please take care of that. Beware and be aware.
Right. And they cannot act as you with respect to your insurance
company. Correct. Do not turn them over to your insurance company. And it's insurance fraud if they tell you they'll pay your deductible.
Correct.
Ah. We'll get them, right, Jeff?
Yep.
So that's good that monsoon. Okay, so do monsoons bring in maybe electrical lightning strikes that cause damage? Have you seen some of that over the years?
Yeah, unfortunately, we've worked on a number of houses that have been struck by lightning or been in the vicinity of lightning, and it's pretty devastating. You know, you only see what's on the surface, you know, the real damage is behind the walls. We've seen insulation melted off of wires in finished walls and ceilings. And you really don't know the extent of the damage unless you open it up and visually inspect the wiring.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we've had a couple of hits since I've been here in the last 25 years that in the ranch and behind Costco and Trader Joe's. And one of them that I'm familiar with literally just blew it. It was a brick chimney. Literally blew the bricks apart, didn't travel down and do any other damage, but the other one hit the corner of a house and literally started a fire.
We've had that in Prescott,
yep. Yeah. So it can take some very circuitous routes and do a lot of damage.
So, again, does a whole house surge protector system stop that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So their warranty mentions the only thing that will not be held by warranty is a direct lightning strike, but anything in the vicinity, anything within the home, will be covered. And usually that warranty claim is more than what your homeowner's deductible would be anyway. So it's a great supplement to your insurance that you've already have.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but don't most occurrences happen where the lightning actually grounds somewhere besides the house itself and it will travel to the panel?
Yes, because it follows the path of least resistance. But if there's only so much voltage that can go down that direction, it'll branch off elsewhere to find its way to ground.
So it may start at the tree and wind up at your house.
We hope not. Wow. So,
I hope not until I get my surge protector. That's
I know you. Sure. Okay, we're going to be following up with you to make sure that happens. What we've talked about smoke detectors. We've talked about. Okay, do you do any low voltage work like security cameras and doorbell ringers?
We do. So, yeah, we'll typically install Ring doorbells for customers. We can do security systems. However, the majority of our work would be what we would call the higher voltage.
Okay. Do you have a Ring doorbell on your house?
No, I have a dog.
Good job. That's funny.
Who barks every time I come in?
That's funny. Jeff, do you have a Ring doorbell?
I don't anymore.
Okay, but you did. Cool.
I did.
People are using those like crazy all over. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's interesting because I would say probably if I had to put a percentage, 60 to 70% of the homes that I go to will have a Ring doorbell.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, how about garage doors? If somebody wanted to program some sort of electrical device to get a garage door to open up with their cell phone, you don't have anything with that. That's all the garage door guy.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you are just the main electrician man.
But he'll bring the electrical to the garage door operator.
Perfect,
so
perfect.
Open up.
That's
perfect,
right.
Perfect. How, do you install lights?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so if Mike was building a custom home and all the lights go here and there and everywhere, you're the guy to install all the lights.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep. We can install lights. We can assist with the layout of lights.
Okay.
All kinds of lights, recessed lights, shop lights, high-end decorative fixtures, chandeliers, you name it.
What do you see happening in the lighting industry?
So our recessed lights, our LED recessed lights, they've been getting more and more compact. They've got what we call cheater cans in the industry, where you can, before you used to have to lay out, drill a hole, and see if it would clear a stud
right.
before you put the housing. Anymore, the fixture itself can go, if it's on the middle of a stud, doesn't matter what's behind where the fixture goes. It's got wings and it'll fit anywhere in the ceiling.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah, it saves a lot of time with the layout.
Mm-hmm.
So do you use those?
Yes,
you
we do.
You yep. use cheater cans.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're, as he was just saying, Jeff's just saying, they make it much, much more adaptable to actually sufficiently lighting space as far as layout. Because mm-hmm. in the past, gosh, that can's going to hit, as he said, the bottom quarter of the truss. So we're going to have to move it over, which means we have to move these over, mm-hmm. which means we have to move this roll over to compensate. and bottom line is, you don't get the coverage you like with
yes.
these cheater cans, quote unquote. You can lay out the room exactly as it needs to be laid out.
Well, that's cool. How about dark sky? Let's talk about that with lighting. Mike, are you privy to what should be installed for dark sky
yes.
for your
yes,
homes?
Yes, I am. And that's one of the things, because I actually happen to sit on our architectural control committee for the subdivision I live in, and that's one of the things that we look at when the plans come through
okay.
to make sure that they're dark sky compliant fixtures.
And Jeff, you're into dark sky, right? For
yes.
outside lights, you monitor and know about all that?
Absolutely. So usually on a newer construction project, they'll have specs on which fixture it is that they're looking for. But our supply houses are aware of what fixtures are needed for dark sky compliance.
Good. You both get an A+.
Yeah.
Way to go, guys. Okay, we have to take a break. When we come back, listeners, we will continue our conversation with Mr. Jeff Branlin, owner of Assurance Electrical Services. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Back on air, final segment with Jeff Branlin, owner of Assurance Electrical Services. So, Jeff, we have, like, monopolized your hour of airtime. Mike, he never stops talking. So, what would you like to talk about, my friend? This is your radio show.
All right. Just I wanted to let the community know that we've got a program called Meet Us Before You Need Us, where we offer a free whole home safety evaluation. We really want to show that we care about the community's best interest and make sure that their home is safe.
And it's free?
It's free. Free of charge. We'll climb through the attic. We'll crawl under the house. We'll pull out outlets, make sure they're wired properly, check the panel. Check your smoke detectors, your GFCIs.
Wow. So how long does that take?
You should take a technician about an hour, hour and a half.
Okay.
That's
amazing.
That is a great service.
Free inspection. Call us before. What was it?
Meet us before you need us.
I love that. Meet us before you need us. That's amazing, Jeff. So are people taking you up on that?
They are.
Surely should.
They are. Yep. Every service call we go to, we offer it to our customers. Again, we're not looking for the transaction. We're looking for a lifelong customer to build
Perfect.
Relationships.
Love that. So, you know, again, that says a lot about who you are, what Assurance Electrical is, how you operate, and you're here in the community.
That's correct.
You're proud to walk down the grocery aisles and see your customers.
Yep.
But that's really for, especially with a home that's not necessarily current, shall we
Correct.
Say, 15, 20, 25 years ago, to pull the outlets and check and see what the wiring's like, because over time, sometimes outlets or switches can get the screws, for whatever reason that happens, sometimes they become loose.
Sure.
And so that's a great service
to
provide.
I have one like that right now in my house where my iron is plugged into, and I have to put my fingers on the outlet so I don't rip the cover off and pull the cord out.
I think Sandy needs to meet you before she needs you.
That's right.
It's like, okay. And then you can't find the right screw to get in there, and it's like, holy moly, Batman. What would cause lighting to flicker?
So that'll typically happen when you have a loose connection.
In the wiring.
Correct. And a lot of times it's disregarded. It's not a serious event in most homeowners' eyes, but that's actually where resistance happens and you create heat. So that could lead to something more substantial down the road, something that should get looked at.
Oh, when it's flickering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, listeners, call Assurance Electric. They will come out, do a free inspection. You take all the little outlets apart, all the little covers off?
We'll pull multiple outlets throughout the home.
Okay. Yes. And you climb up on a ladder and look at your smoke detectors?
Correct.
So that flickering could be as simple as a light bulb that's in the process of determining whether it wants to live any longer or not. but it's not worth taking the risk.
No, you're right. So electric is nothing to mess with.
That's correct.
That's correct.
Do you install ceiling fans and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Okay, give your phone number out, Jeff, and your website and all that good stuff.
Sure. So we can be reached at 928-713-2177. Our website is Assurance, A-S-S-U-R-A-N-C-E, Electrical, E-L-E-C-T-R-I-C-A-L-A-Z.com.
So how did the name Assurance Electrical come about?
It was a brainstorming session with a couple mentors, and back in the day, it was pretty important to start with an A and be at the top of the phone book, and anymore,
okay.
that's not the case.
That's not the case anymore. You're right. Yeah. That's good. No, it's a great name, and it's so cool to hear how companies name
it
themselves. You know, sometimes their children, first letters, their pets. It's pretty interesting.
Yep.
So you work 5 days a week. Do you do emergency calls?
We do. Yes, we work. So we work Monday through Friday. We typically try to keep weekends off, but if one of our customers reaches out to us with an emergency, we'll make it happen.
So what would an electrical emergency be? I don't have any lights in my house.
Oh, that's a pretty good one right there.
Okay.
Yeah, lights or power to a refrigerator, something where food will spoil.
Okay.
You know, waiting until Monday.
But maybe it's the refrigerator and not power.
It could be, yep. It could be, but you know, we'd be willing to go out there to ensure that for our customers.
Yeah, so one way they can check and see, though, is if they open their door and the light comes on, but it's not cooling, it's not an electrical problem, it's a refrigerator problem.
It's a refrigerator problem. The ice cream's melted.
Right.
I know. Good gravy.
And that's my biggest fear in the garage refrigerator is opening the door with no light. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What? Have you been to Nothing But Bunk Cakes yet?
I have been.
After okay. Amazing.
Yep, last week I went there that afternoon, and unfortunately I did not see in their showcase, which they have, I didn't concentrate on the little minis.
Yes.
So I ended up buying a number of the regular size.
Perfect.
Cakes.
So, Jeff, have you been to Nothing But Bunk Cakes?
I have not yet. I'm going to have to go after
you
this.
You have to. It's in Prescott Valley. It's amazing. It's addictive.
Well, I was just going to say, several pounds later, I can attest to that.
You know, that's exciting when we see new, super cool businesses coming into town.
I was talking with a young lady there. Apparently, it's her father, or she and her father own the store. But anyway, she was saying that they've had a soft opening, but they're going to have a grand opening here pretty quick.
Oh, I had no idea. Yeah. Well, I've kind of enjoyed the soft opening.
So stay tuned.
Okay. So do you have pets and kids and all that stuff, Jeff?
I do. I've got two daughters,
okay.
20 and 10 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And we've got one dog named Sheila.
Okay. And your daughter is coming home from college.
She is. She's actually en route right now. So okay. We're excited to spend the week with her.
Perfect.
Have some good quality family time.
Good for you. So do you go hiking or jet skiing or bike riding or what?
All of the above.
All the above.
Yep. We like running out to the forest and doing some hiking. We'll go to the lake, do some stand-up paddle boarding.
Cool.
I'm personally addicted to golf, so I'll go golfing
okay.
with them. And yeah.
Okay. Love it. You're a great asset, my friend, to not only the community, but the construction industry as well. Thank you for your hard work, your love, your adoration of what you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
It means a lot.
Absolutely.
It means a lot. You're a member of YCCA. We're proud of that. You've been at the home show, so we're here to support you as well, Jeff. So keep up the good work.
So when you see an AES truck going down the road, just give them a quick beep.
Yeah, just wave. Hey, Jeff.
Sandy said hi.
We'd appreciate that.
So give your phone number out one more time, please.
Sure. So our number is 928-713-2177.
Perfect, listeners. We have to take a break. When we come back, we will wrap up our show for the weekend. So don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Listeners, thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time this weekend. We certainly enjoy bringing you great guests, a plethora of information, to use my wingman's word, right?
Yep, you betcha.
So if you need anything, call YCCA 778-0040. Just to let you know, we are putting on an Arizona Town Hall event November the 5th on housing. Why isn't it affordable? What can we do to make it affordable? We have 100 seats, and I'm so excited that Arizona Town Hall is helping us sponsor. Famed Signature Group, YRMC, Pinnacle Bank, YCCA.
And where is that going to be located at?
East Byers Sports.
Perfect.
And the Ranch at Prescott is a sponsor because they care about housing as well. So we hope to see you there. More information will come out shortly. So my number, 778-0040. Jeff from Assurance Electrical, share your number one more time.
Sure. So our number is 928-713-2177.
And website?
Our website is assuranceelectricalaz.com.
Do you do solar?
We have.
Okay.
We still consider it, but
okay.
We like to refer it out.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just like a last thought that came into my brain. Do you do solar? Okay, until next weekend, I'm Sandy.
I'm Mike.
I'm Jeff with Assurance Electrical.
So have a great weekend. We love you. Thanks for tuning in to Hammer Time, and your support is invaluable. So, listeners, have a wonderful weekend. Wear your seatbelt. Don't speed in the construction zone. Eat your leafy greens. Bye.
Hammer Time. Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down.